Hey, boys.
Hi.
What up, yo? I don't know. I can't do that, can I?
Good to see you. Good to see you talking so cool and street.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast. They're your artificial friends.
Here's the thing about it. Have you noticed on the podcast? Have you listened back at all?
You've been syncing it up?
It syncs up. It doesn't sound as awful as it does when we're doing it.
Yeah.
Because throughout the... Like,
other than the fact that Josh laughs hysterically all the way through it.
Hey, everybody. Sydney's in the room. Yeah. Hi, Sydney.
Hey, Sydney.
Hey, Sydney.
not Sydney.
What did I say?
You said Sydney.
Good old, I'll never forget good old What's-Her-Face.
Hey, I'm recording here. Are you guys recording there?
Yeah,
I am.
Got the backup to the backup. I got everything going.
I'm recording recording. Let me double check.
This week's will be Denny's Car Wash again, the file that I send you.
All right.
I love it.
Yep.
I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Denny getting some free promo on this podcast for his car wash. I have to talk to him about that.
Yeah, hey, if anybody wants a really good car wash,
yeah,
they should check out Denny.
Why would I? At this point in time, why? So I can drive it once every 3 weeks?
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us today, my name is Andy Chanley, and here across the town of Los Angeles is Joshua Flieger, and across the state of California is Larry Morgan. Welcome in.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
And I think Sam Farmer is in, I saw he was in Mammoth. That was the last thing I saw.
That doesn't sound like on assignment to me.
On assignment. But he was on assignment because you know what he was doing?
Huh.
He
Important
was doing
stuff.
He was doing a Zoom call with a bunch of NFL figures like Tony Dungy,
yep,
and Richard Sherman and one of those asshole Patriots. can't remember who. Anyway, it was a all people of color and talking about race relations in the NFL, and that seemed like an awfully thing to do, a very of the day sort of thing to be involved in. And the stories will be coming out this week,
yep,
in the LA Times. So good on Sam for doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, very nice. Do you guys think that Kaepernick will end up with a team anytime soon?
I think it's 50-50 is the crazy thing. I think it's
up to him. I think somebody will sign him as a backup,
yeah,
but I think somebody will reach out and be like, we need a backup. But
at this point, he has more to lose than the NFL teams do, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he hasn't played in the league in, 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
So it comes down, is it 3 or 4 years? And
I feel like
so
it's
now,
three.
Is
Maybe
it three?
Wrong,
well,
though.
Now if he's not, you know, in football shape, if he's not, you know, can't cut it, then he invites a great deal of backlash. So
he has as much to lose. He's already, isn't he like having a tryout with the Chargers? I guess he's on the short list of the Chargers. What happens if he goes to one of these tryouts and just stinks? I mean, he just stinks, and they're like,
yeah,
fuck, we want to do the right thing here, but you suck, dude.
And
do you ever consider third
string? I think that he's...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think he's under a great deal of stress because of that. He's really, you know, going to be in the crucible as they try to figure all this out, but it should be interesting to find out. Anyway, well, that's where Sam is and what he's doing. I want to tell you guys right now at the top of the podcast to be grateful that we aren't doing this in person.
Why?
And
are you gassy?
And this isn't smell-o-vision, because I just came in from outside. You nailed it, Josh. Not gassy.
Before you even start, I want you to repeat what the very first thing I said when I saw you on this on Zoom today. I said you had a very concentrated look on your face.
Yeah, I'm not. This has nothing to do with my alimentary canal. It's not alimentary, dear Watson. No, it's... It's I was outside trying to. Okay, we got the pergola painted. The pergola and the fence and the I didn't do it because I didn't fucking want to.
it looked like a
lot of work. Because the pergola, think about it, the pergola, and especially this one, it's kind of a rinky dink one that we inherited when we moved in here. So it's the very top layer of it. It's not, you know, big blocky wood like the carport that we built. This is just 2x2. You know, 20-foot-long 2x2s.
Right.
So when you paint something like that, that's white, and you want it painted black, I have a white pergola, and I want it painted black. And when you paint it, you've got to paint it two coats, number one, going white to black. And number two, you've got to paint the top. You got to paint the sides. You got to paint the bottom of every one of those 40-some long slats. And then you got to put, you know, all of the uprights and everything. And it's a bitch. And yeah. I realize it was.
That's not the big brush strokes or a spray, nozzle that you can just. Very, very delicately over that whole damn thing.
You know what you need for that?
Huh.
You need a weenie roller. That's what they call them, those little 4-inch.
You can say that for any job in the world, really.
You know what I think he's going to need? He's going to need a weenie roller.
Hey, we need to replace the suspension in this car. Hey, you know what? We know how to help you with that. Nice weenie roller.
Yep.
You go in for an oil change, and you're sitting there reading a magazine, Popular Mechanics, and then they come in about 15 minutes later, and they're like, could you have a look at your weenie roller here? This thing is just, see, here's what a new weenie roller should look like, and this is your weenie roller.
we recommend changing. Let me see how it compares to my 8-inch gooseneck. Hold on.
Nice callback.
I'm beginning to realize that most of the tools of the trade were obviously named by men who had a sense of humor when they were doing it.
Yes. So anyway, so this has to be paid. So we paid somebody else to do it, and it took like two guys 4 days to do this shit. It was sore. Anyway, preparing it for this, I had to, you know, fill in every hole that was in there, every nail hole, and take out every staple and whatever else that was in it. I had to cut edges of it to make sure it was, you know, everything was in line and symmetrical and all that kind of stuff. Took a long time. And what happened during the course of it was I was out there working like last weekend, last Saturday and Sunday on it. Like right after I got done with the podcast, I go out and I told you I had to work on the pergola, get it ready to get painted.
Right. You had paint pergola prep.
Yep.
Pergola paint prep. Yeah, exactly. Paint prep.
There it is.
Well, I was working out there. I swear to God, I worked for 12 hours on this thing last week, you know, filling in the wood and, you know, doing, you know, like wood, what do they call it? Reconditioning and all kinds of stuff. Well, I mean, even like structural stuff, I had to use some, you know, wood epoxy and make it all, you know, one again and get it ready for this. I'm working out there like a beast, getting and putting bolts in, putting braces in, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I get done with it, and like the next morning I wake up and I've got under my arm, I have a bunch of like welts. and I had leading up to that, I'll give you a little personal medical background. I had had like a little irritation, like a reaction to my deodorant, and I was trying. It was all natural, but I'm like, what could this possibly? But it wasn't agreeing with me that much. Anyway, so I go out and I do this stuff. I come in, and after I shower that night, I look under my arm, and I'm like, oh good God, what is going on here? I had like red welts, and they were like painful, and there was like a lump, and I'm like, oh God, you have all these thoughts. Like, is that a lymph node? Is, you know, what's going on here? Well, I noticed like the next day I had a couple across my chest too and like around my shoulder, and Laura's like, that doesn't look healthy. That looks like, you know, you have like a heart condition or something. What, you know, what's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And it gets worse to the point like by Wednesday or Thursday of this week, there was another welt that was like down, like, you know, like next to my, you know, breast, like under my arm right there. I'm like, that's like closer to where your lymph node is. And it was under the skin pretty deep. And it was like a welt, like a boil. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Like I made a doctor's appointment. I'm thinking I should go get this checked out. Then the next day it gets a little less, and I'm looking around. I'm like, you know what I'm starting to think? I'm starting to think that thing is like full of spiders.
Yeah,
spider bite.
Yep.
I think I got some spiders in my shirt, and I think they just had a fucking feast. They had an all-you-can-eat special on my underarm and chest.
This is the best armpit I've ever had my entire life. Oh, F that bird was, I'm crawling underneath this shirt and just going to town, baby.
Like, this is the tender meat right here,
Didn't you say that thing was Spider City the first time you started, you know, way back when you started, you know, cleaning it up and getting it ready?
Spider City. You know, so like I'm taking out the cobwebs and all that kind of stuff and working on all this stuff. And at first I thought, you know, is this, like, if it's across my chest, I wonder if it's like, because we've been in the pool a lot, right? I wonder if this is like, you know, the sunscreen just clogging pores or something like that. But then I'm like, I think I got bitten to shit.
Hey, is that right when you said, I think I'm going to pay someone else to do this? Is that when you decided right there? So I'm going to get someone else. This is no longer something I want to do.
I had decided ahead of time I was going to pay someone else to do the painting. Mm-hmm. I thought that the prep was going to be the triple P.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be less involved than it actually was. It was hard work. And so I finished that. Anyway, so that was what was going on there. And then, as a side note, this week I took down the play structure that I built a few years ago for the kids because it was kind of dilapidated. It was listing over to one side a few degrees, and it was time for it to go. So I tore that down. When I took it apart, do you know what brown widow spider?
Yes.
Do you know what their egg sacs look like?
Yeah.
Yes. They
look
like that white
with it looks like the coronavirus kind of. It's like white, a little white snowball with a bunch of spikes on it. You know. Like those big brown balls that hang from the sweet gum trees, you know, all the trees that look like kind of maples. You know what I'm talking about? They're like big burrs. They're like an inch and a half across. You know what I'm talking about? Those tree things that they have in California?
Just assume
it's
we do.
No. It's like those. It's like those, but like pea-sized and white.
Yeah,
and those are what they look. I found 30 of them underneath this thing, and I'm like, holy shit. I went and got one of those long butane lighters.
Yeah.
Like, I sent them to their maker.
I'll burn this what, one. Burn the whole structure down.
Yeah. And like, this is unholy. And after I do all of that.
Napalm strike.
I take the thing down to, you know, the ground. I take all of the last thing. And it, like at the very end, I saw spiders throughout. But at the end of it, one came out from under the boards, and this was not a brown widow. I think it was a black widow, because this fucker was black and big, like Aragog from it was big.
He come out and just give you the finger? What'd he do?
Came out and looked up at me and like tapped its front legs a couple of times, like, all right, fucker, you just tore down everything. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to have this out. I'm going to take a...
He stuck two arms up and said, come at me, bro.
Was like with the front two, like tapping on the board, looking up at me. Like, man. It's on. Yeah. It is on. And so I
what'd you know, you do?
I put my fucking boot in it. That's what I did.
Wow. I'm sending you guys a picture right now to our text thread. If you get a chance to look at some of the wilderness that I dealt with this week, it should be coming over any second now.
Oh, let's see here. Yeah, I see it.
Because I had a very similar...
Oh, God. What is that?
Yeah, exactly. You
That's
tell
a
me.
A giant beetle.
It's a... That, It is the biggest damn beetle I have ever seen in my life. And if you look closely, it looks like it can fly. It looks like it's got wings.
I'm out.
That is, it's like a quarter the length of your shoe.
Yes. That, and yeah, that was the other sandal.
I don't even stop twice and just step on it. And just, that's one of the bugs. That's a bug that you step on and then twist your ankle just to make sure that it's, you know what I mean? Like you want to grind it into a paste. You like make sure that thing, there's no chance that it's coming out.
So I'm telling you,
I had a similar week where I did. By the way, guys, this is a big deal for me, but I did something handy as well.
Oh,
ooh.
And oh, I had.
Hold on. Wait.
Hold on.
It's not even dirty, but.
Jeez.
Let me write down Larry did something handy.
I also, and much like Andy, my journey was a bit of a struggle. Took me more time than I thought it was going to be. Had its emotional roller coaster. But I can tell you that after a good, I want to say, hour and 15 minutes, I actually was finally able to reprogram the garage door opener remote successfully. So I just
Yeah. That's a step.
Golf clap for
step
that.
In the right direction. Yeah.
Actually, it was quite an event because it took having to get up on a ladder, get up to that thing, and then try and figure out. It was one of those deals where the manufacturer of the garage door opener was different than the manufacturer of the remote. It was a rogue remote that supposedly would be compatible. So I am on, and this house was built a while ago, so I'm looking at old, you know, instructional videos of old manuals on websites for these companies, and they've got YouTube videos that are like 15 minutes long. It's like, okay, I just get to the part where you do the thing, and you know, and it's hold the button and wait for the light, but this is a legacy remote, so it may not flash, so it might be a different color. Is it green, yellow, or orange red? And I said, no, it's red. Is that the same as orange red? And it was, I went through the process exactly the way the video was telling me, and I just, and supposedly when it finally learns the garage opener, you keep pushing it and it should turn the light, flip the lights on. I tried this over and over. I'm up on the ladder doing this thing. I'm actually, my vertigo is kind of kicking in at this point. I'm like, I don't want to die reprogramming the garage remote. And at one point I literally was like, I am not going to get this done. It is not responding properly. I've done everything it's asked me to do. This is yet another fail in Larry's, you know, list of handy honeydew items. And out of frustration, I just like hit the remote and it opened. And I was like, oh, well, clearly I nailed it.
See,
Hold on
for a second. I don't know if you should get credit on this. If your last Hail Mary frustration button press is the one that actually worked.
No, I clearly did it right at some point. So yeah. So then my version of the spider thing is that we've been having it's hard to describe, and it's disgusting as well, but we have a whole lot
like
of
like my
nature.
Johnson.
like your weenie roller.
Like your weenie
is.
Roller. My 8-inch
like my 8-inch gooseneck. Bow me a Coke.
So we've been finding out on our patio, we have a brick patio just outside and a whole lot of wilderness around us, and there have been these droppings that are like, and I know we're close to the ocean, but we don't get like seagulls.
Alex!
No, he hasn't been around. Okay. And they're just these white, gooey things that just, you know what bird droppings look like. And one day Sharla goes, wait a minute, I'm seeing all these robins. We have these robin redbreasts all over. And I just saw a robin drop off this viscous white goo in its beak onto the patio. And I'm like, what? So, there goes Josh. So I defy any one of you or anyone listening to tell me if you have ever also Googled robins poop move beak. And And guess what?
Josh has taken off his headset and is wiping the tears from his eyes.
I don't even know what you said. In a loop, I'm running this picture of a bird with white viscous goop dripping out.
No, Josh, you misunderstand. As it turns out,
okay.
Because we're still going through the throes of spring around here, there are deer and fawn. There are fawns running around the yard. There are our baby swallows up in the made nests up in our ceiling, and robins were nesting. And the nestlings, apparently, robins are very neat. So what they would do is they would feed the little baby birds. The baby birds poop. And almost immediately, and then the adult robin is so neat about it that they pick up the fecal sac in their beak and drop them off by
fecal
the
fecal sac.
And they drop them off apparently on our patio.
This is never going to end.
Well, it ended because all the nestlings finally flew the coop this week. They all are.
So they pick up the poop out of the.
They clean up the nest. They clean up the nest. They pick it up and they brought it to us. That was a little gift.
I have just one question.
Yeah.
Do you sell a spell fecal sack with a K or is it just S A C?
It's F E C A L S A C.
Yep. S-A-C, fecal sack.
Yep.
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's good to know.
I'm exhausted.
So, pretty much my same exact week as yours, Andy.
Well, I want to clarify one thing at the top, because Josh put us off on the wrong, he gave people the wrong impression. Well, I said, I'm glad that you can't smell me. It's not because I've shat myself.
It's like a big fecal sack?
No, it's because I still have, you know, a little tenderness in my spider bite feasting area under my arm, and I have not been able to wear deodorant. I've been having to take, you know, more showers, and I haven't been able to wear it. So I'm just a little on the ripe side.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I accidentally put Pledge in my armpit instead of deodorant?
Oh, I bet you smelled lemony fresh.
Yeah.
I came home. This is when I worked for Nielsen, and I was driving all day, and I would go out and I'd be like on a delivery for like 2.5 hours. So something like almost all the time I'd go home afterwards, and it was one of those deliveries where I had to go out. I was like out at Universal and Buena Vista, and it was the middle of summer, so I'm like walking around all these lots, just sweating like a pig. And on my way home, I just stopped and I'm like, I'm just going to take a shower on my way back to work. So I stopped at my house and I took a shower. And the best is I was training someone. So this guy's sitting down in my living room watching TV or whatever. And I go take a shower and I go back into my bedroom. And like the day before, I had dusted with Pledge the book shelf in my room. And I left the Pledge there and I grabbed it and I just doused my both pits. And I'm sitting there, and it's like this weird lemony, and I got this lemon smell, and like my armpits were like super slick. Like, it was super weird. And I'm like, it took me like 10 minutes to figure out what the hell I did. I doused my armpits with Pledge. It didn't hurt, though. Not like the time I got gas in my balls, but that's a different story.
You can't just drop that one and be gone.
Gas in my balls and Pledge in my pits.
Oh.
You've told the gas on your balls story before.
Yeah.
That's right. That one's pretty good. That's pretty rich.
Yeah. There's a lot of I've gotten a lot of chemicals in effed up areas of my body before. The gas one was the worst one now. I think
everybody's had their almost brushed their teeth with Preparation H moment. I mean, everybody's had that, yep. Right?
Mmm, yep. Chocolate toothpaste. This looks great. Heavens. How about your week, Josh? Anything handy?
Yeah, it was just a week. No. No, I didn't do anything this week. No. Stay inside.
No. I've been riding the hell out of my bike. Your, Oh,
really?
Yeah, I've been riding like getting up around 7 miles a day. Yesterday was the first day I took a break.
Dang,
I picture you on a Huffy with the banana seat and,
three wheels.
High. You remember the high back that like that you get the that you can lean back on.
Big banana seat. Yeah. My first bike was a Huffy with a big brown banana seat. It was terrible. I hated that bike.
I had a green banana seat, I believe, on mine.
Yeah, mine was like a bronze. It was a monster, man.
Sparkly
yeah,
bronze.
Yeah, it had a little bit of sparkle in the paint.
Yeah.
Those were cool. Mine was this hideous tan and brown Huffy. It was terrible.
I've got a bike. The bike that I ride, you know, we're not far from the bike path, and it's nice, you know.
Right.
As
a
family,
I think I'm gonna do that today.
Yeah, as a family, we like going to the bike path and you know, riding down to Burbank and back, and it's kind of nice. Here's the thing, though: the bike that I have, I bought this bike for my father-in-law a few years ago. Like he had moved. You know, to an area that was, you know, like Woodland Hills, where he was, you know, he was a mile or so from the nearest store. And, you know, he's to the point where, you know, he's in the 70s and with health concerns, he didn't always want to walk. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to buy you a bike. So I go and I find this lovely used Schwinn 7 or 8 speed bike that's just fantastic, but it's, you know, it's an old person's bike. It's with the fenders and the little honky honky.
OPB.
Yeah.
Yep.
and it, you know, it's kind of, it doesn't look like the bike that you would see, you know, a moderately fit 50-year-old man, you know, riding around. It looks like your grandmother would be on this bike. So. So he decides he doesn't want the goddamn bike. And
he's like, why don't you buy me this hideous bike for?
Yeah, I'll leave this here in case I want to go bike riding with the kids. I'm like, oh, great, something else for me to store. And then we start riding bikes, you know, as a family. And I'm like, okay, great. Laura gets a new bike. Get her a new bike. The kids have new bikes. I ride fucking Aunt Phyllis's bike around town. So
is there a bell on it? Bing, bing, bing.
No, it's a horn, you know, with
and it's Groucho Marx thing.
It's the horn. The ball of the horn is patterned like a soccer ball.
Oh, that's cool. That looks pretty cool. No wonder he gave you the bike back.
Yeah. So anyway,
like, did you see the horn he gave me?
But
yeah. I've been riding around Balboa Park, and the other day, nice. I there's like one corner you have to push your bike across, and I'm sitting there waiting, and this little old Asian lady comes up and gets beside me, and we push our bikes across the street, and then she kind of starts in front of me, and I'm like, get out of here! I get taken off. I'm going to say maybe like 10 minutes later, I'm just sweating like a fat pig trying to go up this like medium to small grade hill. And she just comes cruising beside me like, no, just keeps on going. I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah, that was the low point of that day.
Nice. But
yeah, I go ride. That's like going completely around Balboa Lake is around 5 miles. And then there's. If you go, there's like 8 little sub trails, like trails off of trails and stuff that you can just, you know, if you want to add like a mile or two, just go down this way. And there's this crazy. So I'm riding up the east side of it, and it's just a straight shot through this path, right? And all of a sudden, I look off in the distance, and I see this like jet like flying around, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And it's a model aircraft. Park, you know what I mean? Yeah. Where people can fly their built helicopters and planes
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy had built a 4 foot long like jet. It had a real jet engine because he flew it over by me and I could hear it going, you know what I mean? Like that jet sound, and it was crazy.
Wait,
he was doing like all these crazy stunts with it and everything. It was pretty cool.
A turbine
I'd
engine
never seen,
jet.
Like, Yes. A model
a small
jet. It was
turbine. That has to be illegal.
Why?
You can't fly a real turbo jet, can you?
Why? What's it gonna do? I can buy a semi-automatic rifle. Why can't I buy a fucking jet?
I don't know. You could strap a bomb on that and fly it.
Well, I mean, it's not supersonic. It's just it's powerful enough to power a small 4-foot plane made out of balsa wood or plastic.
My guess is okay. So it's made of, but still, it seems like for a jet to take off like that, that it would need to be going pretty goddamn fast.
Well, I think it depends on how light the aircraft is. I mean, all you have to do is create lift. Jesus.
All right. But it wasn't propellers. Right? It was.
No, like it was a jet. It looked like an F-16. Yeah.
Wow. It just seems to me that if I got on an airliner, you know, if I got to get on Alaska Airlines to take a little trip to San Francisco, and the plane is made of balsa wood. The jet is made of wood.
The jet engine is the size of your house, though.
I guess. Just jet engines and wood don't sound like they go well together.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the casing. Why are you asking me? I'm just telling you what I saw. I don't know how the guy built the effing jet engine. I can't tell you what the materials he used to build his Model F-16. Google it. Google model jet engine. I guarantee there's schematics somewhere.
You Google it.
Tell me to Google.
Now, I wanted to ask you guys about a question. Now, if we end up, I'm reserving the right. We might take a week off at some point here. There's a 4th of July holiday coming up and so forth. But as of right now, intending to, you know, to do another one soon. And I think we'll have another one before the 4th of July. And that's when I want to do our, I think we should do our 4th of July songs, our, you know, patriotic, rock songs or, you know, whatever horseshit Josh wants to play.
Yeah. Do you think, I'm a little iffy on that category.
I
mean, you can say top songs that I eat pancakes to.
Okay, let's do that instead.
Okay, Yankee Doodle. That's my 4th of July song.
There aren't any rock songs that you think of as patriotic songs or that make you particularly
no.
You don't
No. I don't listen to rock music to feel but patriotic.
All right. Well, I'll roll that up tight and shove it up my ass.
No.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, Larry. Larry, how do you feel about it? Do you have patriotic songs that you're like, yeah,
literally was America. Nothing that sprang to mind. I
expected Larry to say, okay, you know, Asbury Park, 4th of July, or you know, some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
crazy.
None of those feel patriotic necessarily. It's like
I didn't say they had to sound, had to be patriotic necessarily.
Well, except you said the word patriotic in there.
Except for that time you said patriotic. But why would I think of a 4th of July song and not be patriotic?
Well, you came up with Man in the Box for a summer song.
No.
How the fuck do I know?
But that was related to a memory.
Well,
I think
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We're not trying to pick apart your category here.
Then just forget it.
No.
I'm sure back in the day, I did the 10 at 10 for a 4th of July and probably had, you know, your usual suspects, you know, Born in the USA from Bruce and, you know, I don't know, who knows? And that's the rock, R-O-C-K in the USA from, that's just.
I don't think it's going to be heartfelt.
It's not, because it's a bad category. Well, I guess that's what we're trying to say.
Then fuck it.
I say we just switch it to breakfast songs.
Now, see, I can get behind that one. It has nothing to do with the holiday.
How about breakfast songs on the 4th of July? What kind of songs remind you of the 4th of July breakfast?
I'm just not a fan of either of you anymore. All right, then
how about songs about your favorite salty snack? Is there a? There's got to be one of those. Oh wait, hold on.
Jesus Christ! Hot butter is popcorn, ladies and gentlemen.
I had that handy a couple of weeks ago because it reminded me of the match game theme and whatever else.
Yeah.
And I never got to use it.
We could do this. We could do what? Your favorite novelty song of all time.
Oh, that now see? There's something.
There you go.
Okay. Want to do novelty songs instead? Okay.
Yeah.
Novelty songs.
Now
next time out, we'll do novelty songs.
Do we get to pick
two?
I got a list.
Anyway, what?
Do we get to pick two each? All right. This is for next week?
Yes.
All right.
But what I was getting at with the 4th of July mention is I live in North Hollywood. And I know I've seen a great deal of it. Larry, you live in Cambria, so I don't think you've experienced this quite as much. But Josh, I'm guessing over your neck of the woods over there that you've experienced plenty of it. How much forward are you looking to the 4th of July festivities?
Oh, 4th of July started 2 weeks ago.
The fireworks in the valley
nonstop
are a fucking scourge.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like, here's how bad they are. They're lighting the big, like, M80s, the big ones and stuff like that. They're lighting those off at, like, 3:30 in the afternoon. It's like, it's not even dark yet, and they're blowing shit up. It's just like,
Last night,
is going on?
Something was so loud, I thought somebody was hitting the outside of the studio here. And I go outside to Laura, I'm like, well, was that a possum up on top of the roof or what? She came out the back door, she's like, no, that came from out, you know, across the street. Somebody's shooting off sticks of dynamite.
Is this just pent up, built
this,
up?
Yeah, people that are stuck at home.
Pandemic, stuck at home. Yeah. I've had this shit sitting in my closet for 2 years. I'm lighting it all off right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to I'm lighting six of them off every day until the 4th of July. And then I'm just going to burn something down.
Yeah.
The 4th of July in this area is going to be a combat.
You know what? It's fucking, it's urban hillbillies is what it is. Because I used to, you know, you could go to Indiana and get this shit. You know, as I grew up, I'm sure same thing in Pennsylvania. And
yeah,
but out here it's the same thing. It's just
They're legal in Pennsylvania. Everybody just goes to Ohio and grabs them, and then everybody goes on vacation like Virginia or whatever. They just bring the shit home from there. But
same thing in Indiana. They were illegal. People just went to Kentucky or whatever.
Right. It was the same for us. Outside the county line. All you had to do was just drive a few miles, and there was a stand right there, like within a few feet of the county line, and people were just loading up and taking it back. Yeah.
Yeah, this year's it's going to be crazy to see, because I've never seen it start this many weeks ahead of schedule.
My question is, what people are just like you said, pent up, and they got them, and they want to. I need to see sparks of fire and make loud noise now.
Now, don't get me wrong, if I were 19 years old, I'd be all about this shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, and maybe if it was the 4th of July, maybe even more so.
Yeah. Even more so. Because I'd like to, take a model and build a model, a plastic model, and paint it and put decals on it and get it perfect. And then
what about a jet engine?
Then load some fireworks into it and blow it to shit.
Do you ever consider maybe building a model and putting a jet engine in to see what happens, see if the cops come?
I'm going to put a jet engine in your ass.
Ring the bell, please.
Just hurtful. By the way, no Yaff line calls. I guess people took the week off. I don't know who they think they are.
Yeah.
But the phone number is...
They probably got the number wrong.
Phone number is 626-657-6428. If you want to call the Yaff line, 626-657-6428 or amok PM hat. And of course,
last week was the week that you gave it out 40 times. And we got the ratio of calls to the number of times you told people the number, there's got to be something there.
It's no longer fun for them if I have it memorized.
Larry, did you see the look of just like pure just cockiness when he was delivering that number right there a couple minutes ago? He just looked, he's got it. Nothing's going to bring him down now. He knows it. He's just going to nail it every single time now.
He's been waiting 45 minutes with that like in his back pocket, just this shit-eating grin on his face like, you know what?
I've got a secret. I've got a secret.
In about 45 minutes, I'm going to drop this on him. They're going to be pretty goddamn impressed.
I guarantee that thing's taped up on his screen. It's taped up right on his screen right now. You know it is.
No, sir. I think somebody's jealous.
Well, what are we going to do in lieu of Yav calls?
Hang up on each other, I guess. That's the plan that I have in mind. But I just wanted to ask, you know, this will be after the fact that people hear this, but any more concrete Father's Day plans?
Oh, no. Andy.
What? What?
How was everyone's Father's Day?
How was your Father's Day? You know what we did for Father's Day tomorrow?
What?
What'd you do?
This is going to be great fun. This is the perfect Father's Day thing. We're going to drive up to the Camarillo Outlets.
Oh, that sounds like...
And I'm going to go.
That sounds like a blast.
I'm going to go into PacSun and find myself a pair of board shorts. No. I'm just kidding. It'll be Banana Republic, and it's going to be shirts. But gonna go stop in there, get a couple of garments to wear, and then toddle our way on up to Ventura to the pier, and have ourselves some lunch and drive back. It's going to be a lovely drive.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
Looking forward to that. What did you do, Josh?
I decided that I would like to go on a hike through Descanso Gardens again.
Ooh.
Because we became the members, and we're going to go spend the...
You can get a cocktail there and walk around with it, can't you?
Yeah, I guess if you want to, if you're drunk, but... You know how much they are?
What,
like $25 for like a fruity-ass, shitty... tequila sunrise or something. That's all right. I'll pass. I'll have a beer when I get home.
I'll have a walkie.
I'll just take one with me. Well, I'll just stick it in your backpack. I don't like drinking and walking. Go ahead and ring the bell on that one. I want a T-shirt that says
I
that.
I don't like drinking and walking. They just get in the way of each other. They really do.
Exactly. You know, pick one activity and stick to it, right?
If Josh is going to be drinking, he's going to sit his ass down and drink. He's a focused individual. None of this multitasking bullshit.
I finish the beer and I throw it away. Then I do my walking. And then when I get another beer, I sit down and drink that beer.
Yep.
But we're going to go do that. And then my wife made for me some chorizo beer steamed mussels with some big, good old crusty bread. I'm going to destroy those.
Wow. I don't even know. I have to. There's a lot to unpack there. Chorizo.
Yeah.
Beer steamed mussels.
Mussels. Yep.
So they're
spicy. You take,
spicy.
Take chorizo and some. Well, no, it's the chorizo. I mean, I guess it's spicy. It's not that spicy, but chorizo.
Oh.
And some onions and some beer, and you kind of saute those together. And then once for like 5 minutes until it's all kind of melted into a stew, you just drop the mussels in there and let them steam for about 5-10 minutes.
Huh.
Till they open up. And then you dump it all out into a plate. Well, the best part is they open up, right? And all the onions and chorizo and beer kind of falls into the shell. You just pick them out and eat them right off of the shell. And then you get like a good, like a nice baguette and slice that up into slices. And then rub some olive oil on that and some garlic and then toast that so that you have these little toasts that you dip into the sauce.
Little crudité.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Up. Oh man, that sounds good.
I can't wait.
I like to.
What about you, Larry?
I like to pronounce crudite. Crudite.
Yep. also, a seafood thing going on. Charlotte came back from a fresh seafood place with just a wide variety. She had it in her mind. She was going to make a seafood chowder with the freshest stuff available, and she came back with oysters, crab, and shrimp, I think.
Nice.
And this is the creamy white kind, you know, with and there's going to be a little celery in there, some red potatoes, all just soaked in some heavy cream. And
corn?
A little corn in there, absolutely.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put a little dash of Tabasco on that. I did put a dash of Tabasco on top of that, and she they had just walked in the door with a delivery of these locally baked mini sourdough loaves, And so just that good old tasty, crusty sourdough, just talk about sopping. Just want to sop it in there.
Sop it up with a biscuit. And can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Yeah.
Sure. A food-related question. And Larry, what you just said made me think about it. Go-to hot sauce. I have a hot sauce that I prefer among the general brands. If you go to a restaurant, you know, go to Norm's, you go to some Greasy Spoon, and they say, do you want Tabasco, a Tapatio, or Cholula? What's your go-to?
For me, it depends on the food, although I am very much... I mean, I don't even consider Tabasco a hot sauce. Tabasco to me is a condiment that is almost as important as salt and pepper. And
I was gonna say it's more of a seasoning to me.
Yeah. So I almost it's always more of a, like I'll have a Tabasco on oysters. I'll have Tabasco on an omelet, a pizza. It's really good. But if you were asking hot sauce. Aside from Tabasco, the one that I have fallen in love with that was I discovered at a place here in Cambria for the fish tacos they put out with it is Pico Pica.
Pico Pica.
Pico Pica. Pico Pica. That stuff is so good. That's my favorite.
Pico Pica. I love that. I love the name of it. Somebody had a hot sauce one called, I forget what the name of it was, but their slogan was Burn You Twice.
I have hot sauce for like Mexican food. I would have to go with Cholula, and then for anything else, I go with Crystal, that Louisiana hot sauce.
Right.
It's got like a vinegary thing. Yeah, to it. Oh, yeah. I love that.
I'm a Cholula guy. I love Cholula on so much stuff. It's great, and I'm getting Lara kind of indoctrinated to it. She's starting to see the glory of it as well.
Hey, when you go to Costco, they have the gigantic, like, 1 liter bottles of it.
Yeah.
That's what we get. Yeah, exactly. Great.
Another thing at Costco, a couple of Costco things to tell you about. They've got this, what is it called? I think it's called Volcano or something. Anyway, they've got big... Like imagine the size of a big Perrier or you know whatever a bottle, you know a tall water bottle, right. They're that size of organic lemon juice, and they're great. You have those in your fridge.
What do you do with that?
Every time I'm cooking out and I want to do a marinade, you know for some vegetables. So you know olive oil, lemon juice, you know for green beans, some soy sauce, whatever. Just having that there all the time is great. And then for cocktails, number of cocktails, like especially a lemon drop. So easy to make a lemon drop with some of that little.
When you make a lemon drop, do you walk when you're drinking it, or do you sit down?
I pay $25 for it, and I anyway, that one's great. And then the third thing is in the same aisle with the spices, they've got a jar of minced garlic, organic minced garlic. It's like $4 or $5, and it's awesome. Like anytime you want to have garlic and sometimes you want to have whole cloves in it, you know, for certain things. But for the most part, to have that, to start a meal, throw some olive oil in a pan and take a teaspoon of that and throw it in. Oh, God, it's the best. The best. It's the best.
Yep.
Oh, can we end this thing so I can go eat something?
Wow. How can people get a hold of you, Larry?
Oh, right.
Your 8-inch gooseneck?
No. We did that joke last week.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram, the Larry Morgan, I guess.
Josh?
I haven't been very social media savvy lately. So.
I'm not very social.
Joshua J. Fligger at Gmail, I guess if you want to get a hold of me.
Did anybody send you a picture of...
Yes, we got pictures of We got on our Facebook page, actually, we got somebody put together a picture of Nancy Grace and the Long Island
medium.
I don't see it yet.
Yeah, that's it.
And
that's
I'm, it. You know what? I hate to do this, Andy. I don't want to delay this pain any longer, really. But we did get some nice responses from people. I totally meant to bring it up today. So let's give some quick credit where credit is due as the page loads, and it's taking forever, and it's never going to work. And
by the way, as you're doing that, can you see me sinking? The chair that I'm on, I have a high desk here.
Yeah, this happened last week, too.
It's a high desk. I'm sinking. I went again. The cylinder, the hydraulic or pneumatic, pipe or whatever is supposed to keep you up. It's failing, and I need a new chair. I've got a new chair on the way, but I've got a guitar in my hand, so I can't stand up and get myself higher.
Yeah.
So did it load? Did the page load?
Yeah, so our good man and page master, Aaron Owl, he posted the homework, what songs do you associate with the 4th of July? So your Artificial Friends listeners responded, so we don't have to. So there you go.
Yeah, good.
What do they respond with?
So George says Saturday in the Park, Chicago Transit Authority.
That's one I thought about. That was one of the ones I was going to think about.
Because they do mention the 4th of July. I believe that was in my 10 at 10 list. I remember that. Kurt says Drifters, Under the Boardwalk. That's nice.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Carla, The Blasters, American Music, or, of course, X, 4th of July, which is a good one. Sharon says that was Carla. Sharon says Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. All right.
Yeah, the Springsteen and the E Street Band with the chimes and everything, they just sound summery and I can hear that.
And Teresa said Josh was talking about the Long Island Medium, and no, I don't think they've been seen in the same room together. And she put up a picture of two very big-haired blonde women, and That's pretty remarkable. So,
oh my God.
I'll put up a picture next week. I'll put up a
picture
of. I had
to fix the chair.
You all right?
I had to put the guitar down so I could lift the chair. You know, it's funny.
Pretty soon it was just this little head like Pac-Man at the bottom of the screen.
Did you have something else to add to that, Larry?
I've already forgotten what our category was for music.
Novelty songs.
All right.
Novelty songs.
Yep.
We'll get to novelties.
Will this work?
One of Lara's... somebody we know, I'll just say it instead of telling you the 6 degrees of separation. Somebody we know, he's a magician. You know, he was a member of the Magic Castle at one point, lives in San Diego, opened a restaurant down there that had a magic kind of theme to it. Like there were little, visual gags on the wall and those kinds of things. It's kind of stuff you'd see at the Magic Castle. One of the things that he had installed there was he had these bar stools. And one of them, like the one at the end, was there was it was hooked to a motor that would very slowly lower the seat over time, so that over the course of 15 minutes, somebody would sink a foot to the point they wouldn't notice it as it's happening, but by the end of it, they're like, "What the hell's going on here?" Which just sounds great. Makes me want to do that. I am Andy _Chanley on Twitter, Andy Chanley on Instagram, and on Facebook, DJ Andy Chanley. Reach out and touch me.
Ooh. I don't think you could say that.
I'm good over here.
Yeah. I am not giving consent. So just so you know.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you guys to do. And only we won't know in the moment. Only once it's done will people know if this worked out or not. I want you guys to focus on singing without thinking of the other people. Sing in time as best you can. And I'm going to put all this together and we'll see if in the end it all syncs up and sounds lovely. All right.
Josh? Can you keep your composure?
Yes, I'm going to.
He's gonna fuck it up.
This is going to be just
no, like, he's going to
I've been waiting for this. This is my chance. This is my time to shine. Yeah. Let's go start it.
He's going
to
shit Count on
it
this.
Off. One, two, three, now, four. Come on, let's
I know
go.
He's going to shit.
Give me a little James Brown.
Nope.
No,
right. We're here
I'm not
going to
shit on it.
All right. Here we go.
I already shit on you earlier. I'm done shitting on you.
When the people that you know don't like you,
bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.